Hello, how are you? Welcome back to another episode of A Baby Boomer in Bosnia. My name is David, and this is my personal anecdotal podcast. And today it's the Saturday before Easter Sunday. We do have some clouds in the skies, but so much blue. I think there's more blue in the sky today than white clouds, and it's 24 degrees. Yes, here in Bosnia Herzegovina, northern Bosnia and Herzegovina, we're back with the weather that I love so much. And if you listen to any of the podcasts that I create, not only this one, but I have a companion one called An Englishman in the Balkans. There'll be a link to it somewhere in the description for this podcast. I urge you, if at all possible, to listen with headphones or earbuds, whatever, because I am incorporating a lot of soundscapes to my updates as a over 70-year-old in this country. I wanted, or my plan initially, was that I would do these really raw, press the button, talk, press the button, finish. But over the last few weeks, I've really got interested in field recording and going out and recording sounds of my life, the sounds around me. I think it's fascinating, especially living in a village like I do. It's just amazing. I wake up every morning to a dawn chorus of birds that's like, it's the natural choir of choirs is the dawn chorus. And last night I woke up with my monkey mind racing. And although sometimes it can be a little bit irritable, I have to be honest with you, there was a nightingale singing throughout the night. So I'm going to mix the sounds that I live with so I can use the theatre of the mind to try and paint wonderful pictures at the same time as telling you what's going on. So yes, it's Easter Sunday tomorrow, so there'll be no work here. Everybody will be going either off to church, but definitely having a massive family gathering. For those that don't know where I live in the entity called the Republika Srpska, which is predominantly Eastern Orthodox Christians, Serbian Orthodox faith. And it's a big day for them, as it is for any Christian. Yes, the resurrection of Jesus. So if you're a Christian or a follower of an associated faith, this is a big day for you. And for me, it's not a religious day, but it's another chance to be together with a family. And the concept of family here is very, very strong. So at the moment, Tamara is in the kitchen preparing some of what we're going to eat tomorrow. Now, as an Englishman or a Brit here, there are still some things that I still hang on to, have fond memories of, right? And one of those is something that should have been made and eaten on Friday, Good Friday, Veliki Petak, I think it's called here, Big Friday. But for Brits, it's Good Friday, and it's hot cross buns. Now, hot cross buns are basically buns that are made. It has mixed fruit peel in it. They're very fruity, they're very spicy. They're baked with a cross over the top. And they're something that I've always loved, ever since I was knee high to my mother. I've always loved them, especially toasted with lots of butter on them. And I'm so fortunate that Tamara, my wife, liked them as well and wanted to bake them, because before I'd have to go to England for a visit and then hopefully buy as many as I could to stuff in my bag to bring back. But she honestly makes the best. That is so true. I don't think anything that I've had in England or the United Kingdom compares to what she makes. So she's at the moment making hot cross buns. And although I have been absent from this channel for longer than normal, maybe 10 days now, there's been a lot happening. A lot happening, and also I've been feeling rather tired, and I'm not going to put myself through a burnout situation, so I decided to take a break and to regroup and get my mind together and try to get some more of these field recording skills under my belt. So that's why there hasn't been a baby boomer episode for a few days. So in the time that has passed, I have been getting some more soundscapes together, and I shall be publishing those as well as episodes in their own right, but without any narration or commentary from me. The notes will say it all, and I'm hoping that you'll find those interesting as well. And if you want to use them in your own recordings, feel free. So yeah, yesterday was Good Friday. It happened also to be Tamara's mother's birthday. So we went into Banja Luka, and yeah, it was just like really, I just find family gathering so wholesome, if I can use that word. We did make a bit of a mistake because we were going to have a take-in of Cevap, the local kebab, from the normal place we go to, but it was closed because of Good Friday. However, there's a Muslim outlet in Banja Luka called Muya. They've been in the city for a long time. I believe it says inside their place established in 1923, so they've been around a long time. And yeah, we went, and Predrag, Tamara's father, and I went there, waited till we could get a delivery to take away. We had a beer there, and Predrag used to work there. Oof, how was he old? He must have been about 17. That's a long, 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 long time ago. And so there were a lot of stories being told about what it was like back then. But today, we've gone shopping to a local store, big store. Not exactly a shopping centre, but a very, very, very big grocery store, buy things that we need for tomorrow and to get the ingredients for those hot cross buns. If you are not from the United Kingdom, just go to your favorite browser of choice and just put hot cross buns in there. I'm sure there's going to be lots of pictures. I'm not sure. If I get some good shots of what Tamara made, I'll put them on the show notes to this, but no promises there. But we've been out shopping, met a friend of ours who runs an Italian restaurant here in Lactarsi, so a little bit of a catch up and a little bit of a gossip there. And then here at our neighbours, her father has, together with friends, slaughtered a small pig, and it's being spit roasted, ready for consumption tomorrow. And I know now, without even trying it, it's going to be one of the tastiest things ever. So with the weather like it is, we're going to be out upstairs in the garden, al fresco as my mother likes to call it, and having our Easter Sunday lunch. So yeah, it's roasted, spit roasted. They use wood as the main source of heat, no coal or charcoal, but pure wood. And the rotisserie rotates from a small device that is powered actually by a car battery. Now don't laugh, it does work. So it's 12 volts and it's humming away. At the same time, our neighbour has been grinding, I think it is last year's corn. So the sweet corn, those yellow, you know, I don't know, yeah, sweet corn. but they've all dried and he's grinding them down into flour, milling it down into flour using, once again, a very small domestic mill, so that his good lady wife and family can make super muffins, the local equivalent to muffins, and bread out of it. Once again, it's great. And corn muffins, or corn bread that is made here, is, for me, it's so, so addictive. Honestly, it really is. And just to have a, you know, a guy who lives next door with his family, a good few hundred meters away, I would say. Hi. So, Fred Drag's over there roasting the pig at the moment, and just wanted to say hello. So everybody, it's very friendly here. So yeah, the podcast will be back on track after this episode. As I say, please do try and wear headphones, because I'm going to include soundscapes as atmosphere for it as well. And I've just been doing an experiment. I don't know how this is going to sound, but I'm going to go with it, whatever. And that's, I'm using a microphone attached to my Google phone. It's a DJI mic mini. Don't worry about the technical details. But I have one microphone with me now, which I'm talking to you with, and another one I've left somewhere in the garden, just recording the ambient soundtrack. So I think that I might be on the left channel and the ambient sound might be on the right channel. I have no idea, but one or the other. So if you've been listening through your earbuds or earphones, could you let me know what the sound is as far as you're concerned? Yep. And if you've got any questions about my life here, you want to find out more about Bosnia and Herzegovina from a very informal view, then please send me an email. The address is questions@anenglishmaninthebalkans, that's all one word, .com. questions@anenglishmaninthebalkans, all one word, .com. And I'll do my very, very best to answer your question, and I answer every single email. And if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple or Pocket Casts, Substack, or wherever, and you've not subscribed and not followed, and you just bumped across me, subscribing is free, and on occasions you get content that is pretty exclusive to you and you alone. So yeah, what's in the future? Well, in the coming 10 days, I'll be doing a presentation on who I am as a storyteller and the skills that I've got to offer as a trainer. And I've been training for decades now, training people for decades. But I have decided to open a small sole proprietor business. It's called an SP in the UK. It's actually called SP here, but the words are slightly different, right? And yeah, and I'm hoping that I can do one or two presentations a month, do English voiceovers if there are any required here, do those in English, yeah, and maybe sell one or two of my soundscapes. So I'm going to try and augment, add to, if you will, to my pension. So I'll take you on that journey as well through the registration process, which I think I'll be doing on the 1st of September, because all the advice I've got is June, July and the start of August, people here are off on holiday, and it's not a good period for people wanting to further their skills or take further education in the ecosystem that I'm part of. So that's it. Thank you so much for joining me. It does mean a lot. And wherever you are, do stay safe, and vidimo se opet. I will see you again soon.